Unit 7. Recording 5.
It's interesting. One of the most intelligent people I know is a 10-year-old boy from Egypt. He doesn't go to school, and he works in a touristy area in Cairo. And he sells things to tourists, little souvenirs. Now, the reason I say he's intelligent is that he can sell you something in about 15 languages.
Oh.
I once spent an afternoon watching him, and it was incredible. Most of the time he uses English, but he guesses where you're from, and then he starts speaking your language. For example, he can speak a little bit of French, Spanish, Japanese, Italian, etc. It's amazing. He knows enough in all these languages to say hello and sell you something.
How did he learn the languages?
I asked him that, and he said he learnt them by talking to tourists.
Oh, that's amazing. Just talking to people, you can learn so much.
So, like I said, he doesn't go to school, but for me, he's super intelligent. Let me give you another example. I have a friend who built his own house. He just taught himself how to do it. Bought some land, bought the materials and the equipment, and just did it. No qualifications, no certificates, no university degree.
In my view, that's impressive. I couldn't do that.
This is someone who left school at 15 to do an apprenticeship.
Degrees and certificates aren't everything. But, you know, having said that, I do think qualifications are useful in some ways. For one thing, they show that you're able to complete a course, that you're motivated enough.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But I must say, real-life experience, travelling and meeting people, these give you an amazing education too.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like the boy from Egypt.